special meeting of Unalaska City Council called to order at 12 p.m. Wednesday, June 17, 2026. Ask Councilman Kuby, read the mission statement, please.
To provide a sustainable quality of life through excellent stewardship of government.
Thank you. City Clerk, may I have a roll call, please?
Certainly, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Bell?
Here.
Ms. Coleman? Mr. Longo?
Here.
Ms. Luby?
Here.
Mr. Chastain? Mr. Tungo?
Here.
Mr. Turiakov?
Here. We do have a quorum. Councilman Chastain and Councilman Coleman is excused. We do have a quorum. Please join us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Allegiance to the flag, the United States of America, to the Republic which stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
Okay, thank you. I have a motion and a second to adopt the agenda, please.
Make a motion to adopt the agenda.
Second.
Moved by Councilman Longo, second by Councilman Luby. There are any objections? Hear no objection. The agendas are adopted. We are now in regular session. Persons wishing to speak on the regular items must sign up with City Clerk. You have 3 minutes. First item is appoint the acting city manager. I have a motion and a second to appoint the acting city manager.
Move to appoint Chief Kim Hankins to serve as acting city manager effective June 20th, 2026, and to designate deputy city manager Margie Veter to assume the duties of acting city manager upon her return to the office and availability or until further action of the council.
Second.
Moved by Councilman Bell, seconded by Councilman Longo. The I'll turn this over to City Manager Ebner.
Mr. Mayor, I don't have any comment on this item. If the council wishes to discuss, they can.
Okay, thank you. Is your Mr. Hoag's announcement to the City Council was made after the regular meeting on the 9th of June. Therefore, with this motion that we're about to approve, then his contract is June 20th. Interim contract is June 20th, therefore not needed to be accepted, but allow us time to weigh out as far as being city manager. Any further questions? Comments? Councilman Bell?
Yeah, I'll just say a quick one. I just want to thank Chief Hankins for filling in during this time period. So.
Yes, I agree. Thank you, Chief Hankins, for stepping up. A few days.
Hi.
Okay. Any further discussion? Councilman Tungo, have any comment?
No comment. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
All right, thank you. Anyone else? Council? City Clerk, has anyone signed up to provide public comment?
No, sir, no one signed up.
No one? Okay, thank you. I will request a roll call vote, please.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Longo?
Yes.
Mr. Tongo?
Yes.
Ms. Lugi?
Yes.
With this vote, the of 4 yes and 0 nays, the council accepts the motion and appoints the acting city manager, Chief Kim Hatkins. Our next item is the city manager candidate Mark Hinkle visit. At this time, I'll ask if he needs help, Amy, to bring us up to speed with Mark Hinkle. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Following my announcement that I was not going to accept the position, Tom Young with Refn Associates did reach out to candidate Bart Hinkle to confirm that he continues to be interested in the position and to verify his availability for an on-site visit. Mr. Hinkle did confirm that he remains interested and he is available to travel to Alaska should the council wish to proceed with an in-person visit. He indicated he is not available during two periods, July 3rd through July 5th and July 28th through August 1st. Outside of those dates, he is available as the council wishes. The purpose of this item is for council to discuss whether they wish to authorize that travel and give direction to staff to facilitate scheduling of such travel. And to pick dates that you might be interested in conducting that. Just a reminder, discussion, because this is a regular session, not an executive session, should be focused on scheduling, logistics, and process, and you should avoid talking about candidate qualifications or those sorts of topics. So, and that's all I have, Mr. Mayor.
Okay, thank you. Councilman Longo?
Yeah, what was that second date that you had said? You said July 3rd through 5th and...
July 28th through August 1st, he is not available.
The reason that we have this on our agenda today is to designate a time that we make an offer for his scheduled visit. As Abner mentioned, to set up, have staff some time to set up travel. As you know, traveling in and out of Alaska could be hazardous. Maybe stuck in Anchorage doing an interview, which we don't need to have. He's coming out for a purpose if he does accept to come out. But he is interested. Right now, I understand he's a part-time worker working. Amy?
While we're waiting for Amy to come up, Mr. Mayor, I will say I would recommend that we pick two dates, a primary first date and then a backup date, so that if anything comes up, you don't have to call the council together again to pick a second date.
Okay, thank you. Amy?
Thank you. This is Amy Stanford, and I'm confirming that, yes, there is some part-time contract work that this candidate is engaging in, but has flexibility with that.
Okay. No, thank you. Any questions? Councilman Longo?
Yeah, I know we have something coming up, like the governor forum and chamber visits. When are those dates?
The week of the 22nd through the 26th is very full with multiple events in town.
What we decided or came up with Abner and I and Amy was that the week of July 7th would be the first available real time that we could ask him to show up for in. Fly into Alaska, week of the 7th of July. That would get all the holidays away. It would get all the other visitors that we're getting back-to-back on the week of the 21st through the 27th. Councilman Luby?
So I think Councilman Bell will be out of town at that time. What about the rest of the council? Is there going to be most of the other council here?
I will be in town.
I did ask the clerk to check on everybody's travel itinerary. It sounds like most everyone will be here by the 7th.
According to the dates that I have on our calendar that we maintain, Chastain will be back the 27th of June, and then Tungle is estimated to be back mid-June, Mr. Tungle? I don't know.
I have to extend. I should be back by the 7th, though, of July.
Okay. Thank you. So what we're asking for, we need some direction from the council to authority to set up travel dates that work for Mr. Hinkle to make an on-site visit to Unalaska on the week of the 7th through the 10th. That would give us, you know, some almost a week, about a week to 7th through 14th. As far as I know, there's no scheduled activities except local stuff, but we can deal with them.
Does the council have a preference on timing within a week? No.
I won't have a problem with that. I should be okay with me.
I think whatever time we can get with him, we'll make accommodation and make it happen, I'd say. Councilman Bell? We're taking a short pause. We're putting together a motion. Well, that would give us from July 7th to the 14th, would give us some leeway to select the date. Got it. Yeah, go ahead. Councilman Longo, just the directive.
Yes. Mr. Mayor?
Oh, yes.
Oh, I thought you asked for me.
No, I didn't call you. Well, I was trying, Councilman Longo has a motion or a directive.
I move to authorize the mayor to coordinate with Bart Hinkle to arrange a visit to Unalaska between the dates of July 7th and July 14th on a date that works for all parties.
Okay, it's been moved by Councilman Longo. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Councilman Tungle. Discussion, Council, Ruby?
Yeah, I was just wondering if we want to just leave the dates open for the mayor just to, you know, strike the dates out of that and just leave the dates open for whatever works for him, if that would work better so that we don't have to call a second meeting. If anybody else doesn't have objections, we could amend it to say that if you would like.
Any objections to removing the dates? Or just gives the mayor authority to deal with arranging travel with the staff? Councilman Bell?
Yeah, that directive may not be exactly what we're looking for, but I think it does give the mayor and staff direction to move forward on this. And, you know, if something needs to be changed from that, they have the latitude to suggest that to the council or...
Once we do get a date that's definite, you will be receiving an email from my office to set the dates and travel times.
Nice. Work.
Okay. Motion and a second without objection. A roll call.
Ms. Luby?
Yes.
Mr. Tungo?
Yes.
Mr. Longo?
Yes.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
A roll call of 4-0. It's 4-0. The motion is approved. And we will be sending emails as soon as we get information on his travel dates and time. Next item is community input and announcements. Members of the public may provide information to the council and make announcements of interest to the community. Anyone there? Anybody on Zoom or telephone?
No, sir.
Thank you. Having completed all items on the agenda, we are adjourned at 12:18 p.m. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
All right, give me a call sometimes when you're coming in.
Okay, I'll give you a call.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.